This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his vision is to ensure presence of at least one product grown by Indian farmers in every kitchen of the world. He said that his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products. Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting at Bhagalpur after releasing the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. He released an amount of 22,700 crore rupees as financial assistance.
Mera to sapna hai ki duniya ki har rasoi mein Bharat ke kisan ka ugaya koi na koi utpad hona hi chahiye. Is varsh ke budget ne bhi isi vision ko aage badhaya hai.
The Prime Minister said Eastern India has huge potential in food processing, so government is going to establish NIFTM in Bihar. He said the rise of India will take place from the East and Bihar will be a robust pillar in it. The Prime Minister said that the northeastern states will reach new heights of development through efforts of his government. Speaking at the Jhumoir Binandini program in Guwahati, Assam this evening, Mr. Modi said that there was a time when the development of Assam and the Northeast was neglected.
Ek samay tha jab desh mein Assam aur Purvottar ke vikas ki bhi upeksha hui aur yahan ki sanskruti ko bhi nazarandaaz kiya gaya. Lekin ab Purvottar ki sanskruti ka brand ambassador khud Modi hi ban chuka hai.
Speaking at the event, Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma said, "Today is a moment of great fortune for the state, as Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited Assam for the first time after taking the oath as the Prime Minister for the third time." Mr. Modi also witnessed a grand Jhumoir dance performance featuring nearly 8,000 dancers and drummers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and heads of missions from around 60 countries also attended the show. India and the United Kingdom today agreed to resume free trade negotiations between the two countries. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said this while addressing the joint press conference along with UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade Jonathan Reynolds in New Delhi. A group of participants in the Conference for Women Peacekeepers of the Global South called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Addressing the participants, the president emphasized that the presence of women in a peacekeeping mission makes it more diverse and inclusive. The president recalled India's proud history of contribution to UN peacekeeping, with over 2,90,000 India peacekeepers having served in more than 50 UN peacekeeping missions. The women peacekeepers are in New Delhi to participate in the first ever conference on the theme Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar had earlier said that India remains the largest contributor to UN peacekeeping operations. In his video message, Dr. Jaishankar said that India believes peacekeeping has a very important role in global peace. He reiterated that India will meaningfully contribute to the global peacekeeping efforts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today interacted with the youth and children from Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi under the youth exchange program Watan Ko Jano. A total of 250 children who are on a visit to New Delhi participated in the program. Interacting with the children, Mr. Shah said, Jammu and Kashmir has been transformed under the Narendra Modi government in the last decade. And BJP MLA from Rohini seat, Vijender Gupta, has been elected as the Speaker of the newly constituted Delhi Legislative Assembly. He was elected unanimously on the first day of the Assembly session. Our correspondent reports that newly elected MLAs also took oath today. The Assembly welcomed its newly elected members with beautiful flowers and lively decorations. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy, New Zealand beat Bangladesh by 5 wickets in their Group A ODI match in Rawalpindi in Pakistan. New Zealand made 240 for loss of 5 wickets. Bangladesh had scored 236 runs for 9 in 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.